Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we bless still with food. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead dead. Imagine cause I'm laughing at the cup around what I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no that me I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, when I wake up early this morning, outside no thunder and storming, but then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit up in a chair with your hands full.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you've joined me on tonight. Tonight we are going to be talking just for a couple minutes with Ingrid Burton, a friend of mine from the city of Boston. As you know, there was a bomb that went off in Boston on this afternoon at 3 p.m. this afternoon today, and Ingrid is so kind enough to call in to talk to us just for a couple minutes, and so we're going to pray, and then we're going to just talk with Ms. Burton just for a few minutes. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together on tonight for such a time as this to be able to worship and to praise your holy name. We pray for the city of Boston right now and for all those who were down at the Boston Marathon and the Copley and different places today when that bomb went off. Lord God, we just praise your name, and we thank you, God, that there wasn't more loss of life, and we pray for those families that were impacted. I pray, oh God, tonight that you would truly touch. Remember your people around the world, oh God. You know what they're going through, and we pray, oh God, that you would bless them right now, help them right now, and strengthen your people around the world, and especially in the city of Boston tonight. We pray that you would strengthen them, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello.
It's so nice of you to join us tonight. I know that you have gone through a lot in the city of Boston this afternoon. If you could tell us a little bit of what was going on, what type of holidays or what have you, what was going on in Boston today to bring your family down to the Copley or wherever you were today?
Okay, so it's the Boston Marathon, which is Patriots Day. And it's an event where a lot of runners come and they participate in the marathon. So a lot of families were there today in Boston.
Okay, just for our listeners, I don't know when you will actually hear this, but Ingrid is a great friend of mine. She's been a childhood friend for many years, and she lives in the city of Boston with her children. And she was downtown today when all of the bombing occurred in Boston, Massachusetts. And so you said that you were there in Boston. And what occurred while you were there at the Boston Marathon? Is that where you were?
We were at the marathon, which is because today is a holiday in Boston. And the runners were coming in. And all of a sudden there was a loud boom that nobody knew what was going on, and then a couple seconds later, there was another one, and that's when they realized that it was a bomb that had gone off. So a lot of people got hurt, injured, limbs coming off, two people died so far that they know of.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that that happened. Of course, so many of our listeners don't know that I actually grew up in Boston. Boston is our old stomping ground. And, of course, I'm sad to hear that this bomb went off in Boston because, of course, we know so many people in Boston. So how long did it take you to get home today from downtown? I mean, what was the atmosphere like downtown when that bomb went off?
Well, it took a couple hours to get home because a lot of the streets were blocked off. I mean, people are still in shock because they still can't believe this has happened. I mean, the marathon's usually a fun time, and it's usually a fun event, and but this has happened. People are just really scared, and they're still trying to process what happened.
Okay. So a lot of people are still afraid. And what happened? You were telling me right after that bomb went off, they shut down the cell phones and what have you?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there was a lot of trouble getting some phone service. People, you know, were running around looking for their families, looking for their loved ones on the streets. And it was hard to get in contact with anyone. They shut down most of the buildings in the Copley area. And, you know, it was just a lot of, it wasn't a lot of confusion because Boston Police did a really good job keeping everybody together. But it was just a lot of confusion because people still didn't realize exactly what happened.
And you told me that you had your children with you, too. What was the chaos with trying to find your children?
Well, we were all in different locations, so just trying to find them, trying to get everybody in one place so that we could get home safely. So two of my kids went home by themselves, and my other one came home with me. But it took a while for all of us to, like, really get to find each other and to know that we all knew that everybody was safe.
Well, I'm just so glad that nothing happened to you and the children and that you were able to get home safe. And what is the atmosphere right now still in Boston? Is Boston still shut down?
Right now, I don't know. A lot of things have opened back up, but I know Copley, where the actual event took place, is shut down because they're doing a police investigation now. So, that part of Boston is shut down, but they're trying to, you know, they're just telling people to stay home. And, you know, just like with any other incident like this, they're saying that, you know, basically they're trying to stay home and not travel in large groups and stuff because they don't know, they still don't know exactly what's going on or what's happening.
So do they know yet whether the bomb was detonated? Is that what they were trying to say, that it was detonated from a distance?
They don't know. They have no idea, and that's what they're trying to, you know, they're trying not to let people get panicked. They really don't know exactly how it happened yet. They're still working on trying to figure that out. It's only been a couple hours, so it's going to be a while before they know anything, I think.
Okay. Well, Ingrid, thank you so much for joining us. Just before you hang up, I see I have another caller on the ear. Let me just say hello to this caller just before you hang up, just in case they have a question for you.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you're live on the ear. Hello, caller, you're live on the ear. I don't know where you're calling from, but we're so glad that you've joined us on tonight, listening in from your area. We pray that God blesses you as you're listening with us. Ingrid, we're so glad that you did join us on tonight, and I pray that God continues to bless you and bless the family, and thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time out, and I just want to pray with you before you go and pray once again for the children, and we know that it's a traumatic thing for you to have gone through that, and we've been friends for a long time, and I'll call you later after the show, but I just thank you so much for joining us. Let me pray with you once again. Mm-hmm. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. I pray for your daughter, Ingrid, right now. I pray for her children and for the other families in the Boston area. Once again, Lord God, we pray that you would remember them. We pray, oh God, that you would truly bless them right now. And Lord God, we pray that you would strengthen them. Lord, we know that it's not easy to be in a situation where a bomb has gone off nearby. But, Lord God, we pray that you would continue to be with them right now. And we thank you, Lord God, that these children are going to be all right and this family is going to be all right. And I thank you, God, even for those families that have sent loved ones to the hospital and those that are still in critical conditions. We pray, oh God, that you would remember all those families. And we pray even for the mayor of the city of Boston that you would give him the wisdom that he needs to be able to handle this investigation. And Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, Ingrid, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, tonight Boston is in mourning over the couple of people that were that died, and we know that many people around the world are concerned about what happened in Boston tonight. Matthew chapter 24 talks about the fact that we're living in the last days, and I know I have a caller from the 857 area code listening in, and Carla, you are live, 857 area code, if you would like to talk with me. I'm so glad to have you listening in from that 857 area code. Truly, God is good. He is worthy to be praised, and I just bless him tonight. Matthew chapter 24, reading from Matthew 24, the Bible says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. I know that we are having wars and rumors of wars right now in the Middle East. We know that Israel is having a lot of trouble with her neighbors, and we knew that when Bin Laden was killed, that there was going to be bombers and different people trying to bomb the U.S. But we thank God that even though the Bible tells us that we're living in the last days, that we can be assured that God is taking care of us. You don't have to be afraid of walking down the street or going to the park or what have you, because God is going to take care of your family. The Bible says that we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. We realize that these things must come to pass, but that the end is not yet. Verse 8 says, and these are the beginnings of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. So in other words, that this is just the beginning of the end, but the end is not yet. The Bible tells us that we will have people betraying one another. In other words, if you've never had anyone betray you, then count yourself blessed, because we are going to have times when people betray us, when they talk about us, when they treat us badly. Why? Because that's what the Bible says, that before the end comes, these things are going to happen. You're going to have folks that were strong Christians that decide to go back into their old lifestyles, and it's going to shock you. You're going to say, how in the world can so-and-so go back and do the things that she used to do? And you're going to say to yourself, wow, I can't believe that she did that, but believe it. Why? Because we're living in the last days. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. The Bible says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. How many of you know that when the false prophets come, they're going to say and they're going to do things that will make people believe that they're telling the truth? How do we know that these things are happening? Because we see churches that are embracing the alternate lifestyle, and they're encouraging same-sex marriages and all this type of stuff, which is an abomination to God. We see all these things happening, so we know that we're living in the last days. False prophets are rising up. People that are telling others something that is not true and having people believe that it's actually true. We want to preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the resurrection and he is the life. We want people to understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and that he is living forevermore. The Bible says in verse 13, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Dear friend, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. The Bible says, he that shall endure until the end shall be saved. And so, if you have been serving God for a long time and you feel like giving up, friend, don't give up. Hold on a little while longer, because God is blessing you right now. He's helping you right now, and everything is going to be all right. Our heart goes out to those families in the Boston area, because I know that their lives will never be the same again. If you've ever lived someplace, I'm sure the people in New York can understand this, that if you've ever lived any place where a bomb has gone off nearby you, and we know that it was some type of terrorist attack, your life is never the same again, because you're walking around thinking, wow, you know, what other big event can I go to, because you are not sure of what's going to happen. But, dear friend, we know that we can put our trust in Jesus. You don't have to be afraid to walk down the street. You don't have to be afraid to go to a park. You don't have to be afraid to go anywhere, because God said that he would take care of us. He said that he would be our guide. The Bible says that when we put our trust in the Lord, that everything is going to be all right. If you look again at Psalms 23, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We know that the Lord is our shepherd. We know that we don't have to worry, because God is taking care of us. Yes, we're living in the last days, and all types of crazy things are happening. But we know that we don't have to fear, because God is taking care of our families. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Dear friend, I want to remind you today that the Lord said that when you dwell in his secret place, that everything is going to be all right. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress yourself, because God is working things out for you. He is watching over your family. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about terrorists or someone bombing your city or what have you, because God is taking care of your family. Once again, for our listeners listening in, our heart goes out to the families in the city of Boston, up there in Massachusetts, and what they're going through right now in the aftermath of the trauma of this bombing downtown Boston. Our hearts goes out to them. Psalms 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine enemies be lifted up, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Dear friend, the psalmist was very clear in stating that the Lord is our light. He is our salvation. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our fortress. He is our protection. He is everything that we need. We don't have to be afraid to sleep at night. We don't have to be afraid to leave our house, because we know that our protection is in God himself. Our protection is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we look unto the Lord, because he is our strength. Psalms 28 verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Therefore, isn't it amazing to know that the Lord is our strength. He is our shield. He takes care of us. Even when it doesn't look like it, I want you to know that God is still in control. He is still in control of your life. He is still in control of your family. He is still in control of your finances. Everything that you have need of, God is already providing it. Yes, we are living in the last days. Yes, when we see nations fighting each other, when we see people bombing neighborhoods and different things like this, it does remind us to look up, for our salvation is of the Lord. We need to look up because Jesus is coming soon and very soon. And he is coming for a people that are prepared for him. He is coming for a people that their hearts are lifted up towards him. Their hearts are ready and they're yearning and they're praising him and lifting up the name of Jesus. I want you to know, dear friend, that God loves you. He loves you very much. He loves your family. He cares about your family. He understands what you're going through right now. I know that it's not easy when things happen, when traumatic things happen in your life, and when families are in trouble, when families are stressed out and they're crying out to God for help. It's not easy to be the strong one in the family. It's not easy to just stand your ground and just trust God. But I want you to know that God is going to give you that extra special strength that you need to be that strength in your family. He is going to give you that extra strength that you need to continue on even when you feel like giving up. Dear friend, when you feel like giving up, don't give up. When you feel like throwing in the towel, don't throw in the towel. Understand this, that the Bible tells us in verse 13, Matthew 24, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Dear friend, Jesus wants you to endure. He wants you to hold on. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to be strengthened. He wants you to know that he's got everything under control. He's got your life still in the palm of his hands. The Bible says that, look at verse 21. It says, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then, only then, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Dear friend, soon and very soon, Jesus is coming to gather his people together. Many think that this is hell on earth, as the worldly people would say. They said that we're already living in a state of hell or what have you. I want you to know, dear friend, that there is a real place called hell. It is a place of torment prepared for the devil and all of his demons, and that place has actually enlarged itself because of the evil on the earth. But the Bible says that in the very end that Satan will be bound and that he will be thrown into hell, and then hell will be thrown into the lake of fire. So we know that the earth that we're living in right now is not hell. But what we do know is that Jesus is coming back for his people, and that there is going to be great tribulation on the earth. And when he takes his people out of this earth, it's going to be terrible here. They will not be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, the 666. It's going to be terrible here. And so the time to serve Jesus is right now. The time to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, to ask him to forgive you, to ask him to come into your heart is right now. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the time to seek the Lord, because he is right now having his arms, his hands outstretched towards you, saying, come, come, my beloved. I love you with an everlasting love. I've shed my blood on Calvary just for you, and I love you with an everlasting love. Dear friend, Jesus loves you. He loves you. Although the world might seem chaotic, God still has everything under control. He says that he is coming soon and very soon. He says that no one knows the day nor the hour when he's coming, but that he is coming. And so I want to encourage you tonight to be prepared. I want to encourage you tonight to just be ready, because he is coming. He is coming, and he wants to know that you love him, that you care about him, and that you too are ready to meet him when he comes. Once again, as we really pray and encourage the families in Boston, Massachusetts, and around the world. Perhaps you're living in a part of the world that has gone through trauma as well. We're praying for your families. We're praying for all of our families in Boston. I've got family there. I've got friends there in Boston. And if you joined us early, you heard me talking to my friend Ingrid from Boston. She and her children were right there downtown, near where the bombs were detonated, and we are still praying for them. The children are traumatized, and we're saddened by this, but we know that God is able. We know that God is able to give special strength to those families. He's able to give special strength to your family, and I pray that you would continue to pray and that you would continue to trust God, because God has never failed me yet, and I know that he will not fail you either. I'm going to put both of my callers live on the air. God bless you. So I thank you so much for listening tonight. I do have you live on the air right now. If you would like to say hello to me, you are live on the air, and I'm so glad to have you joining us on tonight. I'm actually getting ready to play some Caribbean gospel music, but just before that, let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we just bless you. We lift up your holy name, O God. We magnify you. Lord, I thank you for your callers that called in on tonight. Lord God, I thank you for the listeners around the world who will hear this recording. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would truly remember those families that are grieving tonight. I pray, oh God, that you would heal the trauma. Lord Jesus, I pray for those that are sick right now, those that are sick with cancer, those that are sick with diabetes, and Lord God, all types of blood diseases, oh God. We pray, God, that you would heal right now. Father, oh God, heal hearts, heal minds right now. We know that you shed your blood on Calvary just for us. Oh, Jesus, we bless your name. We honor you. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, because you alone are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And we thank you, Lord, for how you are truly remembering those families. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Remember those families right now, Lord. Oh, strengthen them right now. Those that are still in the hospital, oh God, we pray that you'll go into the hospital rooms right now. Bless those families right now. Touch bodies right now. Oh, God, we know that you're able, oh, God, to touch the ones that are grieving. And we thank you right now, and we honor you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the presence of God right now. I thank you, Jesus, for remembering those families. I thank you, Jesus, for remembering my friend Ingrid and her children, oh, God, who were right there on the scene, and all those other families, oh, God, that were downtown at the Boston Marathon today, oh, God. Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord, that you'll remember those families. We thank you right now, Lord. You never leave us nor forsake us, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching them right now. We thank you for remembering them right now. We know that you're able, oh God. Oh, Shandarorobosha. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. You alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, dominion, and power, Lord, belong it unto you. And Father, we bless you, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our closing thoughts tonight is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want you to know, dear friend, that God loves you. He cares about you. I thank you so much to the listeners from around the world, in the African nations, in the UK, in the Caribbean, in Asia, wherever you're listening from around the world, my friends in Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, wherever you're listening around the United States, we love you. We care about you. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This show is called Vision. I do come on Monday nights, and I pray that you would join me again. I want you to know that there's nothing that can heal the heart or heal the soul but the blood of Jesus. Listen now to Nothing But the Blood. God bless you. We love you.
Hey. The blood of Jesus.
Amen. Truly nothing but the blood of Jesus. Right now, just want to talk to you about the fact that God is real. God is real.
Houses in a land. Some folks
As we get ready to do one more song, just before we go off the air, the line is open again. If anyone would like to say hello to me, we are still praying for the folks up in Boston, Massachusetts. We pray that God would strengthen those families as well as families around the world that are struggling. We know that God is able. Put your trust in Him because God is able. And so I just want to encourage you, continue to hold on. Trust in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. And Job, while you were going through, he looked up and he said, though he slay me, yes, will I trust him. So I want to encourage someone today. Listen, trust in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. As we get ready to go, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. The songs that you were hearing were Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we appreciate them for letting us use their music. God bless you. This is Evangelist Ree, and you are listening to Vision. May the peace of God be with you and your family. Amen. God bless you, and you have a blessed night. We're so glad to know that you continually study with us.
Make that summer we're blessed till we fool. Me and Franny got the blessings already done. Me and David, imagine cause I'm laughing at the cover of the book to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Hey, right.